Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
I don't know anyone that protects predators other than predators. Do you? Yet somehow in Lone Oak County, Arkansas, the very system built to protect victims has spent the past year defending its own bad decisions instead of the people it failed. At the center of that failure are two names now familiar with anyone following State v. Spencer, Judge Barbara Elmore and Chief Deputy Prosecutor John Huggins. Their choices, the bond they approved, the order they issued, the prosecution they pursued, have turned a preventable tragedy into a national case study in what happens when institutions protect themselves first. In June of 2024, Michael Fossler, 67-year-old piece of shit, was charged with 43 felony counts involving Aaron Spencer's then 13-year-old daughter. 43 felonies. That should have been enough to keep any accused predator behind bars until trial. But Judge Barbara Elmore, good old Judge Barbara Elmore, signed off a $5,000 cash bond. You know, like you do. $5,000 to walk free after 43 felony charges involving a child. Judge Barbara Elmore, explain yourself. Because you work for us. Explain yourself, bitch. That decision, more than anything else, set the stage for what came next. When Fossler was later found in a vehicle with the same girl he'd been ordered to stay away from, the system failure wasn't theoretical anymore. It was sitting in the front seat. Aaron Spencer confronted him. Moments later, Fossler was dead. Why? Because he wanted to save his child's life. And let's back up a second here, because when you say Aaron Spencer confronted him, or when I said that, let's get this a little more understood of how this went down. Aaron Spencer realized his daughter was not in bed at 12:30 at night. Where did she go? Why is there pillows under her blankets? Then the first thing that came to his mind, oh my God, she was probably kidnapped by that same guy. Judge Barbara let out on $5,000. He called 911, and then he did what any parent would do who gives a shit about their child. He got in his vehicle and started driving, started searching, started looking for the man he knew had already gone after his child, had the 43 counts against him. And surprise, surprise, down the road, guess who he found? Puzzler. Flashing his lights, blaring his horn, trying to get the guy to stop. He doesn't. Spencer rams him off the road. Then demands he let his daughter go. When he doesn't let his daughter go, Fossler gets out of his vehicle and starts approaching Aaron Spencer. And if your child's in that vehicle with the person who has been a predatory feature in their lives, you're going to get out too. And thank God Aaron Spencer was armed, because he was able to remove a piece of scum from the planet. Because this man, you don't know what the hell he's doing. He's just kidnapped your kid. And now he's not letting her go. And he's coming at you. And if you happen to have a weapon, you're goddamn right you're going to use it. And he did. And his daughter's alive. And the question that echoed across Lone Oak County was simple. How did it come to this? Well, instead of examining how a man facing dozens of child SA-related charges was out on minimal bond, Chief Deputy Prosecutor John Huggins charged Aaron Spencer with second-degree murder and felony with a firearm. There's no introspection here looking, why did we let him go? How did that happen? Thank God you were there to save your kid, because our Keystone cops weren't quick enough to get there. No, you're the bad one. Because guess what? Now there's going to be a big spotlight shown on this case. And they're all going to see what pieces of shit reside in the courthouse in Lone Oak County. From a purely procedural standpoint, Huggins was doing what prosecutors do when someone dies at another person's hand. But prosecutors also have discretion. Agency, if you will. The ability to step back and say justice isn't the same thing as punishment. And you know what? He didn't. And that's why he's one of the topics of our program today. Because we like to point out people that are bad decision makers, especially bad decision makers with power, because they shouldn't be there. By pressing forward, Huggins sent a message that defending the sanctity of legal process mattered more than confronting the system's earlier failure. That decision is legally defensible. Morally, it is devastating. Every DA's office has the power to decline prosecution when the public interest isn't served. Huggins could have said, this case demands review, not retribution. Instead, he doubled down, charging the father who acted when the court wouldn't. And by the way, he still has the ability to back this up, to say, that was a bad choice. You better fucking do it. You just better do it. Do it. Fade off into the ether. Hell, keep your job. But would you like to continue to be the focus of all of this? Because the focus ain't going to be Aaron Spencer's a bad guy. It's going to be you're a piece of shit. If you choose not to change this choice you've made. So let's do the right thing here. After the shooting, public outrage mounted. Questions about the bond decision grew louder. Then Judge Elmore did something extraordinary. She issued a broad gag order, sealing the entire case file and forbidding nearly everyone involved, lawyers, law enforcement, and even the defendant from speaking publicly. Yeah. Hey, a gag order, by the way, that she copied and pasted from a previous gag order And they looked at him and there's a lot of issues with this. Didn't really spend any time working on this. Is done. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. I don't know why she's protecting a predator. I don't know if it's just laziness. You got something else going on in your life. I don't know. There's a thousand reasons that could be happening that may somehow excuse this utter lack of judgment. But again, I don't know anyone that protects predators other than predators. And I'm not saying she's a predator, but I'm just saying I don't personally know anyone other than predators that protects predators. Do you? So please explain. We'll put you in the category over here. This was the reason. It wasn't because you sit at home at night going, how can I enable more predatory behavior in my district? I mean, that seems insane to think. I have to believe that's not what that judge is thinking. But I don't know. I mean, the actions speak louder than words. The justification was courtroom order. The result was information lockdown. The Arkansas Supreme Court later vacated that order, calling it a gross abuse of discretion. As it was. So even the Supreme Court says, you're nuts. Gross abuse of discretion. In plain language, unconstitutional. You can't gag the First Amendment to protect the court's reputation or your bad decision making or your choice to hit Control C and Control V rather than do your fucking job. This wasn't the first time higher courts had to correct Judge Elmore, by the way. Back in 2015 in Ferguson v. State, she refused to recuse herself from a criminal trial after already making factual findings in a related juvenile case. The Arkansas Supreme Court reversed her ruling, holding that her impartiality was reasonably questioned. Different year, different case, same theme. When authority gets unchecked, rights get trampled. Taken together, these episodes paint a clear picture of judicial temperament. Not corruption, not conspiracy, just a quiet certainty that personal judgment outranks procedure. Twice now, Arkansas's highest court has had to step in to remind Judge Elmore that constitutional limits apply to everyone, even those in robes. Each reversal erodes public confidence, not because people dislike her personality, well, I'm going to say I do, but because consistency and restraint are what keeps courts legitimate. And when those fail, trust fails with them. The gag order wasn't just about speech. It was about optics. Once the bond decision exploded into public view, the instinct wasn't transparency. It was control. Seal the record, mute the criticism, contain the fallout. But sunlight came anyway. Through the Supreme Court's opinion, through the press, through ordinary Arkansas citizens asking how 43 felonies add up to $5,000. And when light hits bad policy, it doesn't destroy institutions, it disinfects them. Now with Oxy power. While Judge Elmore's choices drew rebuke, John Huggins' next move could still redefine the narrative. Prosecutors in Arkansas hold full discretion to amend, reduce, or dismiss charges when justice so requires. Continuing to pursue State v. Spencer now, after the Supreme Court's rebuke of the gag order, after the public documentation of the bond failure, means owning every consequence that flows from it. This isn't about excusing violence. It's about context. A father acted after a system failed. The DA's office can choose to correct that imbalance or entrench it. So far, it's chosen entrenchment. If Huggins drops or reevaluates the case, he signals that the prosecutor's office can learn from failure. And that's what the citizens around you with pitchforks and flames are telling you to do. So I would suggest doing that. If he presses on, he confirms what many in Lono County already believe, that protecting the institution matters more than protecting people. What happened to Aaron Spencer's family isn't an isolated incident. It's the inevitable outcome of decisions that prioritize procedure over protection. When a judge minimizes risk and a prosecutor maximizes punishment, the line between law and injustice blurs. Especially when they don't even look at the facts of the case. Each official action might be defensible in isolation. Together, they form a chain that ends with a dead predator, a jailed father, and a traumatized child. That's not justice, that's bureaucratic symmetry, where every error must be balanced by another, no matter who pays. Especially, you want people to know about your own errors. Because at the end of the day, maybe that's what this is all about. Keep bearing it. Push it this way. Do it that way. Do everything you possibly can, except admit you made a bad call. Lono County's 23rd Judicial Circuit now stands as a warning to every small jurisdiction in America. When oversight fades, authority curdles in arrogance. The Supreme Court's interventions weren't political. They were necessary reminders that even good intentions can produce constitutional violations. Judge Elmore's history shows why humility must accompany power. John Huggins' decisions show what happens when procedure replaces compassion. And let's hope that's all it is, that it is procedure outweighing compassion. Let's hope that's all it is. Because again, I don't know anyone that protects predators other than predators, especially a dead predator that we know what he did. And we're still protecting him and going after the person who got rid of him because you guys couldn't keep him in the cage you were supposed to. If you're in a zoo and an angry lion escapes, or better yet, you're in a zoo and the zookeeper says, "Hey, it's Pet the Lion Day." Everybody's like, "What the? Huh? We don't pet lions. They're wild animals. They're dangerous. You can't just let it out of its cage." But someone's like, "No, no, no, no. You're going to get to pet the lion today. We're just going to let it out and wander around. We're not even going to control it. We're not going to put any sort of restrictions on it. We're not going to have it on some sort of collar connected to a crane. We are just going to let it go because it's a nice kitty." "Oh, you said it ate 43 other people already? Oh, and it's already taken a chunk out of this kid over here? It's just a kitty. Let's let it out." And then they let it out, and it comes to eat the same kid again. And dad says, "No." And he pulls out his gun and shoots the lion that's about to take another giant bite off of his child. I'm sorry, you don't go after the father that protected his kid. You go after the people that said, "Hey, let's let the fucking lion out." And the continued prosecution of Aaron Spencer shows a system more interested in protecting its pride and ignorance than in restoring the public trust it shattered. At the end of the story sits one haunting question. 43 felonies, $5,000, one dead man, one father behind bars, one community asking why. You can defend every decision in that chain of technical grounds. You can cite statutes, precedents, protocols, but you can't call it justice with a straight face. I don't know anyone that protects predators other than predators. And I don't know any institution that protects itself as fiercely after failing a child other than one that's forgotten what justice means. The bond, the gag order, the ongoing prosecution, each of these is more than a mistake. It's a message. It says that in Lone Oak County, the appearance of order outweighs the reality of safety. It's a nice kitty. Isn't it a beautiful animal? Yes, it is. It should be in that cage or in the wild, never in this zoo to fucking begin with. And by never in the zoo, I mean like Predator Island. Send him off where he can't be anywhere near people or children. Or how about we just remove him from the planet? Which we did. Thank God. Praise God. Thank you, baby Jesus, for letting that father pull the trigger on this piece of shit. It says that when power is embarrassed, it punishes whoever exposes the embarrassment. Aaron Spencer's case isn't just a tragedy, it's a mirror. It reflects a court that overreacted, a prosecutor who doubled down, and a community now forced to decide whether they will still believe their system can tell right from wrong. And until the day Judge Barbara Elmore and Prosecutor John Huggins confront the consequences of their own decisions, until the system stops protecting the mistakes that protected a predator, the rest of us will keep asking the same question. Who exactly is this justice for? Because justice that shields the predator and silences the protector isn't justice. It's complicity dressed in black robes and legal briefs. And that's something no court opinion can excuse. Because there's no one who protects predators other than predators. Your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi if you're not already there. And be sure to press subscribe. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now. And don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.